The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Got the coffee going, got the tea going, and here we go. Great topic for you. Understanding the new tax law. And I'm glad I can't figure this out myself, so I brought in Matt Pace. Matt, thank you for coming here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And senior accountant at Peretz, Resnick, and Levy in Tarrytown, New York. And let's dig right into it, because understanding new tax law, it is a moving target, it seems, right?
Oh, yeah. They said they simplified it, quote unquote, but it doesn't look any simpler than
it was. My index card? I thought I was going to take my index card.
It was supposed to be an index card, yet it's still two pages, but the forms aren't even final, so
we won't even know. Especially... So how would you view the new tax law? From clients, individual clients to business owners, I mean, how do you kind of take a look at this?
My initial instinct is that the new tax laws have a potentially positive effect on many Americans that don't itemize when filing their taxes.
So however, deduction kind of leaning that way.
Yeah, I mean, the government was trying to simplify it there, so mainly everyone would be taking standard deductions. However, in this part of the country, where the average of 70% of people itemize. Unfortunately, the new laws are going to have a negative impact on them. So,
Okay, so when we say itemized, we're talking about state tax.
State tax, that's
property taxes, which is a big one here in the Hudson Valley, of course.
So the state and property taxes are now going to be capped at $10,000 max total.
And that's a biggie, obviously.
So that's obviously in New York, where we're higher income earners. We pay one of the highest state and property taxes in the country.
Yeah, and here in Hudson Valley, you know, Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange County.
We're going to be hit really big. It's the people in,
I guess if you live in Biloxi, Mississippi, and you pay $1,200 a year in property taxes, maybe we should move there. you won't get to that $10,000. But the $10,000, let's go through that again, because, you know, people are just still trying to figure this out, whether they're going to be on a good side of this or a bad side of this, and trying to understand the new tax. So $10,000 is really the maximum for property taxes, state taxes, and local taxes.
Correct. That's correct.
So if someone is paying $15,000 in property taxes, which is, again, it's a big number, but it's a lot of people in these areas that live and pay these property taxes. And let's say they made $100,000 in income. So what percent of that state tax, roughly? Is that about 7.75% or 8%?
Yeah, normally.
So $100,000, let's say $8,000, let's say, plus 50.
Right there.
So you've maxed that. Any good news for us, Matt?
there are a few good things that I could see going. Obviously, there's a thing to basically stimulate small businesses. What's called the QBI deduction. So a lot of these small businesses, these pass through entities, LLCs, S corps, and such, will have a 20% business deduction on their net income.
Okay, so people are tuning in, their business owners. Do they have to change? You know, instead of be a subchapter S or a corp, or are they already fine where they are?
They're going to be fine where they are. It'll just,
so they'll change the structure.
They won't have to change the structure of their business entity. That'll just basically get the 20% deduction. Unfortunately, though, I'll give you a negative to that is. People like ourselves, financial advisors, consultant, accountants, that QBI deduction actually phases out over a certain amount of income. So if you are higher income earner in that field, you won't even get to take, you know, advantage of that. So again, that's consultant, financial advisors, lawyers, accountants.
Sure, pass-throughs, right.
Exactly.
Well, if you're just tuning in here on GPS for Your Finances, I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Understanding the new tax law, Matt Pace here, Peretz, Resnick, and Levy, helping to break it down for us so we could better understand what we should be doing. Like, I always think, you know, in transitions like this. Last time we had a big one was like, 1986, the Tamra Act and so forth. And this is going to be new for everybody going through this, right? So what are you telling your clients right now? What are you telling them to kind of prep for 2000, 18, 19, and beyond?
Well, we try to stress and increase the communication for the lines of our firm and our clients, expressing.
You mean don't come to you April 14th with a bunch of bags?
Unfortunately, we still get those people, and we still have those people even later in the year.
I can put those people. My client's project is due on Friday. We do a Thursday night, but okay. So more communication, staying and
yeah, you know, I've been doing a lot more meetings. I've been doing a lot more sit downs with everybody, and just, you know, really going
over.
Are
people worried about this?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Especially in our area, like I said, you know, they're going to be hit a lot more, you know, negatively than they are in other parts of the country, where state tax is not so high.
But how about the standard deduction going up? Is that an offset in some cases or not necessarily?
It really depends. It goes from, you know, individual to individual basis. Obviously, everyone's tax, you know,
situation.
Some people
tuning in must be saying,
different.
Like, wait a second, I thought this was a tax cut. This was a way to kind of get more money into the economy, to create more jobs, to take more risks, to, you know, buy real estate, you know, do all these things that kind of velocity of money goes back and forth and stimulates the economy is fiscal policy. And then we're saying, well, not so fast. It may not happen in our area is what you're saying. It may happen nationally, but may not be a tax cut in our area.
Yeah, nationally. So across the board, before this, 30% of the entire country itemized. 30%.
That's it.
Now, in a comparison, in our area, New York, New Jersey, surrounding higher, you know, state tax, we itemize 70% of the time on average. It's a 40% gap right there. So, you know, in our area, we're not going to see the positive impacts as other people probably in the country will see them.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're the bearer of some good news here this morning as people are starting off with their toast and coffee and tea and so forth. But there are some positive, we said a standard deductions. And so you're advising your clients to, you know, basically stay more in touch with you, communicate more. Again, and I know this is a little bit, but those people who are doing taxes on their own, is this going to be a lot more challenging now with the changes and so forth?
The people that are doing their on their own, they are pretty simple to do. The forms are meant to be simplified. They are, you know, so far. So we will see. You know, it's hard to say because this is really the first year because, you know, we file basically a year back. So we're in 19 filing in 18. So to really see the changes in that is, you know, when you're filing your taxes and you really see, you know,
right.
What the
right now we're speculating. I mean, look, a lot of people right now are tuning in. They're getting their 1099s and W-2s and getting their stuff together. The dining room table is getting not a dining room table anymore. It's becoming like an office and papers are piling up. And I'm talking to you at home and myself. Paperwork is coming. But basically now taking this thing and trying to find a way to make it all work. Well, again, we'll be right back after these messages right here on GPS Refinances. You'll find us here on WHD every Sunday morning.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early because get those cobwebs out because we're understanding the new tax law. We're here with Matt Pace, Senior Accountant, Peretz, Resnick, and Levy. Thanks for being here. But again, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, offer my book for free. What does he do? Well, we asked him to because we want to give away 20 books this morning. The early bird gets the worm. Call 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101 for your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. A perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. We do taxes, retirement, estate planning. We've done it all. If you want more information about today's show, when you call in, 845-371-0101, or go to the WHUD.com site, lower right-hand corner. Get your book there. First 20, we'll get the book for free. And if you want more information about today, let us know about Matt Pace and what they're doing to try to help us understand the new tax law. So, again, I'm sure everybody has an opinion on this. When I first heard of the new tax law, it was very confusing what they're trying to do. But what kind of surprised you by the tax law?
Obviously, I said it before that the state tax cap at $10,000 is a...
Yeah, like what was up with that?
It's a humongous hit, and, you know, I have my own, obviously, ideas about it. And, you know, in this area, people should be upset about that, you know. Obviously, if you're living in the middle of the country and your taxes are, you know, a couple thousand dollars a year, it's not really, you know, hurting you. It's benefiting you.
Right.
So those people
especially here
benefit.
In Hudson Valley, very high property taxes. Great school districts, thank God, but
oh, yeah.
paying a lot for that. Yeah.
I mean, Rockland County, Westchester County, Orange County, I mean, state taxes start at $10,000. I mean, really, besides, you know, you add in your state income tax, you know, from you know,
so that surprised you off the bat. That was one of your knee-jerk reactions. Say, wait a second, this doesn't seem... And you thought maybe they'd tweak it, and they obviously haven't tweaked it either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know the New York State government, I know the California government, they're fighting, they're doing everything that they can to, you know, say that it's unconstitutional because it affects others differently, but I guess, you know.
Yeah, we'll find that in court one day. So any other, again, so that's a big surprise to you, as it was to me, as it was probably to a lot of your listeners here in the Hudson Valley area, because of our property taxes being so high and then putting a ceiling at $10,000, which may even hurt real estate prices in our area on top of everything else.
Yeah, I honestly think that real estate market's going to take a hit and people aren't going to be buying as much. So
I'll be looking at property and taxes a lot differently, because before I'd be like, okay, so look, this is I love the house. Property taxes are kind of high, but since I get the write off, it's something I'll kind of go ahead with, put my kids better in the school district and so forth and so on. But now may lose that logic because not getting that write off is a big deal.
Oh yeah, you might pay, you know, $15,000-$20,000 in property taxes, but when you look at it and the tax write offs that you have, you might get 5 to 7 of it back, depending on, you know, your bracket, obviously. But now, I mean, there's, you know, they're gonna take a giant hit there, and not so, that many people
yeah,
are gonna, you know.
I think you're right. So any other surprises? I mean, the equity line or use of 529s, or was there any other surprises? Say, well, that's kind of that was interesting that they came up with.
the home equity line of credit interest used to be fully deductible for anything that you'd want to take out the money for.
Sure.
You know,
a
obviously
car, college, boat,
anything,
home improvement, anything.
Now that home equity needs to be tied to the asset, so it needs to be only for your mortgage interest and, you know, any home improvement that you have. You know, besides that,
so
it will not be
that.
It won't be deductible. That's correct.
And the 529 plans, they made that a little bit different, though, right? They made it so you can use it for Catholic school or private school.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait for higher education. You can start using maybe you're 14 years old or 16.
They widen the range on the 529, yeah. So you have a little more flexibility there, which, you know, is a small drop in a big bucket. So
this is a small offset. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. We're with you every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. WHD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Also, Monday through Friday on the Mike and Casey Show, the best number one show in the Hudson Valley. I come on around 8:25 in the morning after the traffic report, and I share with you the national averages, national business news, the local index, the Hudson Valley Index, and local business news as well. And then on the way home, we got you covered too. Bill Kugel around 5:15 of Mahoney Asset Management. Again, tells you the national averages, national news, Hudson Valley Index, and of course, any Hudson Valley business news. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Here's Sunday morning with you, every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Saturday, we take a day off. Okay, is that cool? So those are the kind of things you're kind of surprised about. So I would have to think, with all the changes and scrambling and so forth, you know, how your industry may change at some point, or how it benefits you perhaps, because more people decide to say, I'm not going to try to do this on my own. I don't even understand the tax laws, to come to professionals like yourself.
Yeah, I think that we're going to get an influx of, you know, people more interested in our service, which is obviously great for our firm and our industry. It's really going to, you know, help these people not only, you know, complete their taxes, but also understand the new tax law. That's, you know, big on my part. I like to at least educate my clients and not just tell them this is how we do things, but I like to like tell them the workings behind on why we're doing things, and set up, you know, plans for them specifically in their own tax situation. So.
Right, because I imagine obviously there's no cookie cutter approach here, right? So it's very much customized, and so that's kind of kind of what you're looking at here, right?
Yeah. That's why, like I said before, you know, our communication lines have been open. I've been meeting with a ton of our clients, you know, a lot more time being spent sitting down with them and going over their specific tax situation and how they're being affected. Obviously, you know, no tax situation is the same as the next person. So.
Right. Like some are paying lower property taxes, as we mentioned before. Tell me about the standard deduction. So basically it's double. That's the headline, so to speak. And that's the government trying to say, hey, we'd rather have you do more, you know, instead of itemizing everything, we'd rather have you just take the double, you know, standard deduction, so to speak, double where it was, and do your taxes that way, then itemize everything. Is that the government trying to point us that way?
Yeah, it's also just trying to simplify it as well. They're really, like you said, you know, you wanted your postcard.
Yeah,
you know,
my postcard. I always thought we were going to do this thing on a postcard.
Everyone was really excited about that, and then it came out, the form, you know, quote unquote final, and here it is, two pages again. So, right. You know, we're kind of wondering what's going on. But yeah, they doubled the standard deductions for, you know, single, head of household, married filing jointly and such. And then they kind of rounded off the tax brackets that way to make the calculations easier, you know, sure. Again.
Well, the tax brackets now are lower, though. I mean, right? I mean, tax brackets, first of all, they're wider in that you stay in a lower tax bracket longer, I guess, put it that way.
Yes.
And then the tax brackets themselves are lower than they were, you know, previously for 2017.
Yes, they lower the tax brackets, but at the same time, when you're taking away deductions and exemptions and all those deductions that you actually have, your taxable income is a little higher. So
yeah, and that's what we'll be touching on when we come right back. You're tuning into GPS for Your Finances. Ken Mahoney here at Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, understanding the new tax law. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Got the toast going, got the tea going. Well, you're in for a good treat today because we are tackling everything you want to know about taxes. Understanding the new tax law here with Matt Pace, an accountant with Peretz, Resnick, and Levy. Thanks for being here. Before we go there, though, Mike Bennett offered my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. I Want You to Be the Early Bird. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. So call 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. We cover retirement, the markets, the crazy markets, the economy, taxes, oh God, the crazy tax law changes. We can cover all the craziness. So anyway, so get your book for free, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But if you're one of the first 20 callers today, you will get that book for free. Again, that's 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101, or go to WHUD.com to the home site. Click in the lower right-hand column. You'll see your Not Your Father's Retirement is available for you right there. So if you got two hands in the wheel, you can't do it when you get back, go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, and find the book offer. So right before the break, we're talking about the pros and cons of the new tax law changes and so forth. And there's a lot of kind of not so good things, not so pleasant things that are out there. But there are a couple of good things, and we'll talk about that. So capital gains, that's changed. So let's talk about capital gains. Anything over a year is considered long-term capital gain. So that hasn't changed. Anything under a year is considered short-term gain.
Yeah, but those the long-term and short-term gains have gone down with maxes at 20%. which is fantastic, obviously, for people who are, you know, heavily in the market and thinking about selling. But those are, again, supposed to stimulate the economy along with a few other things.
Right. So the goal is kind of lower the cap gains, encourage investment, so to speak, not just investments in the markets or stocks, but other type of investment, maybe businesses or real estate. And because capital gains got up there pretty high, rates got up there pretty high. I know a lot of people that are tuning in are still trying to figure out where they're going to be, whether, you know, this tax law change, which is supposed to be a tax cut, whether or not they're really going to get the tax cut or not, and so forth. But also they're trying to figure out whether or not they did the right thing as far as tax withholdings. So when they go and figure out whether they owe money or don't owe money, and one of the functions, a lot of variables, of course, but one of the functions is whether they withheld enough and whether going forward they should withhold more or withhold less. So can you address that kind of withholding issue, so to speak?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, the people who are W-2 earners should really, you know, go to their HR reps and really just double check their, you know, W-4, which, you know, tells you, you know, what you're withholding at whatever rates.
Sure, how many dependents you have and so forth.
Exactly. So they should really, you know, just make sure that they're, you know, whether it's, you know, they change it for one reason one year, they change it for another year. So they should double check and make sure that they're in the correct bracket. They have the correct withholdings for, you know, single, married, right. How many dependents.
Now, will you help people too? So let's say they come in and do their taxes and you realize they get a big check coming back. I'm sure people like that. But you may say, hey, you know, change withholdings so you can have a little bit more of that during the year. I mean, is that kind of how you feel it works?
Yeah. You know, obviously everyone's
most people are like, oh, I can't wait to get $10,000 back. Then you say, wait a second, you could have got more in your paycheck each month. Is that, you kind of like that as well?
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, everybody has their own, you know, things that they like. And I have some clients that love getting this giant refund.
Sure. And even then they can change withholding and say, wait a second, it's kind of forced savings. It gives me something to look forward to in the spring, doing a home improvement or a vacation, because it's almost forcing me. And I know that I'm withholding more than I need to, but I would like to do that. But I guess you would encourage people, again, for the financial terms, to keep more in their pocket and less
Yeah. I mean, well, basically what you're doing is, you know, if you estimate your taxes right and you're getting this giant refund, you're giving the government an interest-free loan. So they're holding onto your money.
Nice little float there, billions
of
dollars.
Exactly. So they're floating all this money and, you know, you're happy to get this giant refund at the end of the year, but, you know, they're holding it basically interest-free and then, you know.
Exactly. So if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Finances every Sunday morning right here. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, understanding the new tax law. Yay, yay, yay. A lot of things that are going on. Thank you, Matt Pace, for joining us today. So how about dependents? I've heard that's kind of a big headline with the new tax law changes, that we get more money for our dependents.
Yeah. So in the past, you'd get a dependent exemption for yourself, your wife, you know, significant other, and your children and such. So those were $4,050 as a straight deduction. Now those are gone away in this new tax structure, and instead, in place of that, you'll get dependent credits, and that will be straight credits. And credits are a lot better than deductions because they basically are dollar for dollar. Yeah. So, you know, there are $2,000 dependent exemptions, you know, for young children.
I don't need more dependents.
I don't know.
But okay, so there's definitely a benefit to the new tax law as far as dependents that was not in the prior tax laws.
Correct.
See, there are some good things. We're combing through. We have to find these things. We have to kind of keep digging for some good things in this tax law. But again, as you mentioned earlier on, it's just the way it went down with property taxes and state taxes, and having a ceiling of $10,000 is one of the biggest things. We're trying to find other things. So capital gains is a positive. Dependents and so forth.
Yes.
The standard deduction is now double, and we're just trying to figure out how to be kind of best to deal with that. So as now again, equity lines we touched on before, but so if someone comes in and says, you know, I really don't know how else to pay for college, you know, I know this kind of, you know, you've had different things about retirement, college, 529 plans. I mean, how would you advise somebody with all the different laws with planning for college, let's say, for the kids for college?
You know, it's hard to say because it goes by individual basis. I'd rather sit down with them and take the time and assess their, you know, entire, you know, individual situation, you know, right, before I could actually advise them what to do. Obviously, everybody has a complete different structure, and what they prefer is, you know, very different from another.
Yeah, we only have another 40 seconds or so, but, you know, it kind of feels that, again, most of us feel like we're doing our taxes, you know, got to do our taxes, kind of, but that doesn't really talk about the planning, about the big picture, you know. And so I guess, you know, any words of advice for thinking about not just doing your taxes, but also thinking about not only do you use that, but getting the strategy behind the taxes.
Yeah, I would just suggest people really utilize, you know, CPA firms such as ours and avenues like that to really, you know, understand and assess their situation rather than kind of just going at it with a blind eye. It's easy, you know, we give everybody free consultations to sit down and, you know, discuss everything and spend hours with, you know, new clients all the time and really help them, you know, understand what's going on, you know.
That's great. Well, thank you, Matt, for being here and understanding your taxes. I understand taxes a little bit better. Not sure I like them any better. Well, until next week on GPS for Your Finances, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.